In Chicago, on this Monday afternoon, futures finished higher. December contract in the soft red winter wheat at $6.72¾, up 3.5 cents today. March at $7.12½, up 3. In the May at $7.35, 2.5 higher. July wheat at $7.48½. New crop settled 3¾ higher. December wheat in Kansas City at $7.32½, up 2.5 cents. December corn futures $5.55½, up 21½ on a Monday. March contract at $5.69, 21 higher. May at $5.75½, up 20¼. And July corn, $5.79¼, up 20½. December futures at $5.19 for next year, up 9¾ cents. January soybean futures $12.86½, up 17½. March at $12.93¾, 16¾ higher. In the May soybeans, $12.90¼, up 13¾. July at $12.90½, up 12¾. November at $11.94, up 17 cents. December meal at $3.48.10, up 8.40. December bean oil at $52.47, down 6 cents. Mercantile Exchange December live cattle futures $99.22½, 82½ higher. November feeders at $112.40, they are unchanged, of course. January contract at $115¼, up 65 cents. December lean hog futures $69.62½, up 65 cents in Chicago. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. December crude oil futures, $84.81 a barrel, down 7 cents. Ethanol at $2.20 and a tenth, 6⅔ cents higher. Natural gas at $3.86½, that's 6⅙ cents higher. December heating oil or diesel fuel just 0.7 cents higher at $2.37¼. And the gold futures on the afternoon, a settlement price up $3 at $1,368.40 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 11,256, just about 64 points higher. The dollar at 78.51 is up 0.42. And the CRB index at 306.05, that's up 2.45. on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the two-state region, actually for the Urbana-Champaign area. As it comes from the National Weather Service, they say for this afternoon, should see a few scattered sprinkles, partly sunny, a high near 55 degrees, south-southwest winds between 7 and 14 miles an hour. And then this evening, mostly cloudy skies, a low about 35, south winds at 6 miles an hour. They'll come out of the east. Tomorrow should be a 30% chance of rain afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a high near 54, east winds at 5 to 9. Tomorrow and then Wednesday evening, a 40% chance of rain before midnight, mostly cloudy, a low of 33. Thursday should see sunny skies, a high of 43, Thursday night mostly clear, a low of 28 degrees. On Friday, as we head into the weekend, sunny, a high of 52. Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 37. Saturday, sunny, a high near 55. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy, with a low of 46 degrees. On Sunday, should be mostly cloudy, with a high near 58 degrees.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and Moline. More information is available from Tim Wells in Moline at 309-797-7369. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Monday afternoon. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us by phone. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Let's talk about this marketplace just a bit and what's been happening in the markets on this Monday afternoon. What did you see as we made our way through the day?
Well, kind of a reversal of fortunes from what we're looking at from Friday close going home there. Fundamentally, we offset sort of the technical and fundamental news that we saw late last week with some enthusiasm of Chinese business coupled with other world export sales being generated too. So it sort of stopped the downward momentum in its tracks there. And gave the market a little bit of breath here as far as putting in the market in position to recoup some of the losses that we saw from last week's technical and fundamental event there, Todd.
It was kind of an ugly day, definitely on Friday of last week. And then the news today was basically out of Argentina, I thought. But and how did that turn into a good day for what's happening in the United States and the corn market? Because Argentina, as we'll hear a bit later in our program, a farm minister there confirming that they're looking to actually export corn to China is the idea that if Argentina is going to export corn, they'll come to the United States first?
Well, the news is sort of a domino effect or kind of generating some other anxiety to get some coverage on. The big thing is the timing on the Argentina demand. Is it near term here or is it a year or two from now? The way I understand it, there's probably some clarification that needs to be brought between the two countries on the GMO side of the equation. I believe about 80% of the corn in Argentina is GMO. So for those varieties not already approved, there needs to be some approval there. So basically with China in the process, obtaining corn from Argentina is quite bullish the world corn market from the standpoint they've got record high prices in China. They have record high production of corn in China, but yet they're coming to the world market to secure more inventory. So that suggests that if Argentina is not able to fulfill that demand quota, they could come here to the U.S. Then plus two, other countries needing corn or end users needing corn could come here to the U.S. too and secure supply. So it's kind of a news item that if it holds true here, this could be quite bullish as we move down the road here, as we already are at historically tight stock-to-use ratio on the world scale, Todd.
What's your gut tell you about this? Are we at a place where the market's making a decision about moving sharply higher or simply dropping back, or is this consolidation for a moment?
Well, that's a no-win answer to your question.
Wow.
From a point of a technician, from a point of a trader, from a point of a producer, we can spend all day attacking each one of them. But I got to respect key price reversals to the downside, suggest that, we've got a top in place. So today's price action gives life back to the bull or the producer here to give them opportunity to have a bounce here to get caught up on sales. For those who are along the marketplace, this is an opportunity to maybe get some put protection or covered positions on here in case this demand news does not follow suit. If you continue to watch the players and talk to the main players and what they're doing here, we're still in a liquidation mode from the funds. Yes, they were buyers today, but the short-term trend, it has rolled over here, and 50% retracement, 62% retracements back to the upside warrant as a spot to watch here to stop the trend here, Todd.
You mentioned a key reversal to the downside. How important is it to you that key reversal to the downside was higher on the high and lower on the low, of course, last week, than all of the previous 4 weeks, which would have been when we gapped higher?
Well, the significant is, yeah, we had bullish news or positive news, and we failed to go higher, and it was huge volume day, and it was people getting out that's been along the market, and that's the greatest fear we've talked about clear back last summer, the huge fund position. Yeah, it's great when they want to buy, but you cannot force them to stay long, and if they want out, they're going to get out, and they did that last week, and that's very evident. Last Friday, the limit down moves just clear across the board. So that's what you got to face, and they're hard to compete with. They've got more money than I have, so you got to kind of respect what they do. But on the flip side, fundamentally, there's still hope down the road because if China needs to buy, they're going to buy, and it doesn't matter what price at or what the dollar's doing or what everything else is doing, they'll be a buyer.
If the speculators get out, doesn't that just leave the market to float back to where it would have been naturally? So when as they got in, the marketplace might move some with them, but only as they're buying or as they're selling, but not as to a price. overall over the time. So doesn't that give you hope that if we're here, we've rebounded just a bit today, that as you said, the fundamentally the marketplace is looking at a fairly tight supply of corn and of soybeans as we go into the future?
Yeah, fundamentally you have to remain optimistic because the fundamental situation is relatively tight. And confirmation of that was due to basis improving on the rally here. End user was not coverage. Global demand is strong. And so that's going to provide, support on breaks in here. And as we move along in here, if demand, we're not probably at levels where demand has really slowed down significantly. And so, therefore, a lot of people feel the market needs to remain firm here to ration the supplies we have. But when you look at the players, the funds were long over 800,000 contracts of corn. That long position has come down to about 650,000 long contracts. So I think we just got to keep an eye on what they're doing.
Thank you much. Anything that you want to give us as a final word before I let you go for the day?
No, it's just a dynamic market. It'll be a lot different tomorrow for Wayne, of course. But like I've mentioned all along in here, bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get fat, and hogs get slaughtered.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon.